What's going on this morning, Joe?
Well, I heard that phrase, it's Manny being Manny. You know, we use that phrase a lot on the football broadcast. There's Kevin being Kevin, you know.
Yeah.
Just the diva on the sidelines.
It's what you deal with when you have star power like that you have to work with.
I like to use the word entitlement a lot on our
There's no question.
When he takes that forearm when he takes that forearm shiver from Aaron Andrews, it's just Kevin being Kevin.
It hurts so good.
Joe, obviously, the Commodores coming off that loss at Florida doesn't get any easier tomorrow.
No, it certainly doesn't. South Carolina is playing as well as anybody in the conference. They, of course, have everything to play for, you know, basically controlling their destiny in the East. They could be the top seed in the SEC tournament out of the East if they take care of their business. And they're a difficult matchup for Vanderbilt, led by, you know, Devin Downey, who basically won the game for them in Columbia earlier this year when he just sort of took over the game late in the second half, and Vanderbilt didn't have an answer for him.
He destroys double teams is what he does. But here's the other thing that I like, and I think it's a good mental for Vanderbilt coming off, you know, two straight disappointing losses, you know, coming home, and for South Carolina to go on the road after what had to be a very emotional win over Kentucky.
Yeah, the only thing that comes into play as far as coming here is certainly Vanderbilt's glad to be playing at Memorial. There's no question, and I think the crowd can really have an impact and be very helpful in this one. But Carolina has played pretty well here in years past. You know, they have come in here and won quite a number of games, and so it's not like those guys and all those veterans they have, you know, have had some success against Vanderbilt. But I agree, though, that the matchup is the real issue and how they can slow down Devin Downey, Zam Frederick, you know, those guys, and try to keep them in control and keep them in check. The thing you like that Vanderbilt's doing right now, and it's that stat we keep talking about, so many times, you know, rebounding is a big key to a game, and this year it's been an anomaly. You know, Vanderbilt's lost 8 conference games. They've out-rebounded the opponent in 7 of them, and it's something that you usually don't see. And it's actually something, frankly, Vanderbilt in the past hasn't done very well. So it's sort of been lost because of the losses, but they've really done a good job on the boards. They have to continue to do that, but they can't let Downey and Frederick run wild tomorrow night.
As far as football, those guys preparing for spring ball, which isn't too far away?
It's less than 2 weeks away. So yes, preparations are going on in earnest now because the coaching staff will basically lay out an itinerary for the entire spring. You know, every practice, you know, if everything goes according to plan, you have a certain number of days total to get in your certain number of practices. So they'll map out what their ideal situation is and what they want to get done with each practice, when their scrimmages will take place, you know, building up to the black and gold scrimmage that winds up the spring. But, you know, it's very interesting because this is the first time these guys had the opportunity to get basically a bonus spring practice in practicing for the bowl game. And I'll be curious to ask Bobby and the staff if it's changed their approach to the spring, because they might have been able to get some things done back during that December period that they would have normally had to wait until now to do. So it's a good luxury to have that extra bonus practice time.
And Joe, I know they're starting to look at the Hall of Fame nominations and inviting folks to submit theirs.
That's right, because the deadline is coming up now, another week probably of submitting the nominees to the Hall of Fame for the upcoming class that will be installed in the first football weekend. As you can go to the VUCommodores.com website, you can download a form there, or you can go to the ticket office and get a form to turn that in. I'm always curious to see what that second class is that gets in, because always after the first one, regardless of how stellar that first class is, you hear those, well, this person should have been, or that person should have been in. Well, now they're going to have their opportunity to get that group in as well. Hopefully this rain is going to go away, and we're going to get baseball in tonight. The first game of a 3-game series with Vermont at 6 o'clock, and I would assume you'll see Mike Minor tonight. You know, it's interesting, the starting pitchers are undefeated for Vanderbilt. They pitched very well. It's just a combination of the bullpen letting some get away, and also some defensive lapses that have really cost them 3 one-run losses. So hopefully they can bounce back from that against a Vermont team that found out right before the season that Vermont is discontinuing baseball after this season.
Wow.
So these guys are playing their final year. And their coach played for Jack Leggett at Clemson, so there's a connection there between Tim Corbin and Bill Currier as well.
Well, this weather probably seems like Arizona for Vermont.
Oh, yeah, they don't care.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, guys, we'll see you.